How much did you see of the troops?
Enormous amount, because particularly in the build-up to D-Day, under every tree there was a tent or a vehicle. It was absolutely solid. And of course, in a lot of, all over the forest there was this. And then one morning they'd just all gone. It was extraordinary. And I mean, I can remember riding up through Bury on one occasion with Old Deacon. Well, with Olga Golby, and we met Old Deacon. And he said, "You better not go up there, me dears," he said, "there's a stick of unexploded bombs." So we turned and went down through Burley Rails, where we found a parachute hanging up in a tree. It looked as though there was a body hanging on the end, but fortunately it was only equipment. The body had had a rather... He'd undone himself and let himself fall through a gorse bush into a bog, clambered out of that and was picked up on the road by the police. It was a German plane that was shot down, and the pilot managed to bail out. And of course there was a big POW camp near Boulder. And a lot of them were Italians, and they were also working in the forest, Italian prisoners. And there were German prisoners too, and my grandmother had spoke very good German. She was quite glad to be able to use it.